You know, I can only tell you about myself. And for me, it was a really incredible roller coaster ride. My parents were immigrants from Italy. They moved to New York, where they met. They got married. I came along. My parents never went to school, completely uneducated. And so that trickled down on me because when I started elementary school, I didn't know that much. My English was very poor. My Italian was good. But nevertheless, because of my passion and motivation to learn, I was able to continue and raise my grades through elementary school. And I had a great passion for science. Why? I loved chemistry. I liked making firecrackers. I liked making bombs, which I made quite a few of. I loved biology. I liked dissecting animals I found outside and noticed how their organs resembled the human organs, which I used to look at from an anatomy book. But to make a long story short, I never lost my passion and interest for science. And I kept raising all kinds of questions. The one question I raised in high school, for example, very importantly, was, how come so many of my friends and relatives die of cardiovascular disease when they're 50, and others just live on and on and on and never get sick? So I thought that maybe, just maybe, the healthy people produce some molecule in the body that protects them against heart disease, and the ones who get sick are not as lucky and they don't make enough or any at all. Well, I kept it in my mind as I was going through my studies. One thing led to another. We did some experiments and we were able to find that molecule. And that molecule was nitric oxide. But to get to that point, I had to struggle. I remember a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said that do not go where the path may lead, but instead go where there is no path and create a trail.